إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. My dear brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu mentioned in Surah Al Imran the famous ayah which all of us know, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس. You are the best of people and you have been selected for the people. أخرجت للناس. You have been selected for the people. Allah did not say أخرجت من الناس. He didn't say you have been selected from the people, which also is a fact. But Allah said for the people. So what does that mean for us? There is a question that I ask every time I do what we do in the corporate world. We call this the core ideology workshop, which we work with the promoters and directors of businesses. I ask the same question when I work with heads of other institutions. Most recently, I was in Nadwa, and I asked the same question to the students, senior students that I spoke to. Then I had a lecture in Integral University in Lucknow, where the audience were college principals of minority colleges, so they were principals of engineering colleges and degree colleges and so on. I asked them the same question, and today I'm going to Delhi to do a course for SSB officers of the police, and I will ask them the same question. And the question is, why do you exist? Why do you exist? And the corollary to that question is, what will happen if you don't exist? There is a nice book. The title of the book is Who Will Cry When You Die? And that's a good title to keep in mind for one's life. Who will cry when you die? And cry not as in so-and-so passed away and I liked him. No, the issue is, what difference are you making in the world? Allah said, He selected us and He created us to make a difference. أُخْرِجَتْ لِلنَّاسِ. Allah said, we have selected you for the benefit of people. And therefore, as Muslims, it is our duty to fulfill the purpose of our creation, which is to be beneficial for the people. So we need to ask this question and say, in what way am I benefiting the people? Why do I exist? What will happen when I don't exist? What need am I fulfilling in society? By my not being there, how will that need not be fulfilled? People, there's no need that will be permanently unfulfilled, because that's not the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But will my going away make a difference? And the answer to that is, it will make a difference if your being there is making a difference. I had a very good manager, very, very strong and sometimes very hard. And alhamdulillah, I didn't have to feel his hardness. I never did anything for that. But I could see with other people, very, very, very good manager. One of my finest managers that I worked with and who I owe a lot to in training. And his name was Khaja Ahmadullah. Now, Mr. Ahmadullah used to say this. One day he asked us, he said, what do you put in a plant? Because this was in the tea garden, so we're talking about agriculture. He said, if you want the plant to grow, what do you put? So we said, manure. So he said, what is manure? We said, cow dung. Right? Cow dung. So he said that, therefore, what are you saying? You're saying that even cow dung has a beneficial effect. Even manure, cow dung has a beneficial effect. So he said, what do you say if you exist and there is no beneficial effect? Then you are worse than cow dung. You are worse than manure. Because even cow dung has a beneficial effect. And if you exist and you live and you make some money and you make some babies and you die and there is no effect, it means that you are worse than cow dung. There is no problem. Seriously, if you think about it, What happened if you lived? I mean, so also a cow lives, a buffalo lives and dies. How many buffaloes are you regretting? You know, so many buffaloes died. Who cares? And that, unfortunately, has become the problem with us as an ummah today. Illa mashallah, I'm not saying this applies to everybody, but as in a generally, in a manner of speaking, whether we live or we don't live, whether we exist or we don't exist, makes no difference to anybody. So we have become completely and utterly unbeneficial to the world at large. Even though I'm not saying that there are some people who are actually being harmful, some people who call themselves Muslims who are being harmful, I'm not talking about that. That, if that was balanced by a huge number of Muslims who were very visibly beneficial, it really wouldn't matter, because there are harmful people among all communities. It's not, you know, somebody, some murderer, some terrorist, this is not confined to Islam. They're actually more among other people than among Muslims. But those are balanced in those communities by people who are causing and creating a lot of benefit. A lot of benefit. I mean, it's a absolutely tragic thing if you do, but we should do this study. Just a brief, very superficial, just list down the number of things that you use on a daily basis. We use Wi-Fi. Where did it come from? Carnegie Mellon University, invented by a white man. Computers, artificial intelligence, where did it come from? Carnegie Mellon University. MRI scans, where did they come from? State University of New York. Right? I mean, things on a daily basis. Now list down a number of things that you use on a daily basis. Cars you drive, houses you live in, schools you go to, planes you fly in, right? Clothes you wear, medicines you eat when you get sick. List down the number of things that we are benefiting from on a daily basis. Things that if they are not there, it will make a difference. And Wi-Fi is a classic example. I mean, we have schooled ourselves and conditioned ourselves in such a way that the moment you enter a restaurant, the moment you enter somebody's house, you say, well, do you have Wi-Fi? What is the password? It's like breathing, you know. It's like one of our teachers, he said that if trees could give off Wi-Fi, you would not have a deforestation problem. And instead of oxygen, if trees could give off Wi-Fi, we don't care about oxygen, but if trees could give off Wi-Fi, then you would not have you wouldn't have a deforestation. Nobody would cut a tree because it gives Wi-Fi, but if it gives oxygen, we don't care. We chop the trees. So my point is that things which are beneficial are respected, and the list I said is make a list of all these things which we use on a daily basis, which we are benefiting from every single day, including this phone which I am recording this message on, including this mic which I am using to record the message on, including the Wi-Fi which is going to upload this message to the internet. And then look at who invented and who created all of these things, and I will guarantee you, you will not find one single Muslim name. And don't tell me your plane is flying because of Ibn al-Firnas. I mean, give me a break. You have to go back 700 years to look for an inventor. I am talking about people who are today building these things, inventing these things, working on them on a daily basis. You will not find one single Muslim name. Then what? Where is this benefit of this community? Who are we benefiting? We have converted ourselves into a net consumer base. We just consume. And then you want people to appreciate and value, and from where is it going to come? Allah did not say this will happen. Allah said, "Ukhrijat linnas," you have been sent for the benefit of people. So who are we benefiting? As I told you, I'm not making a blanket statement. This is the state of the majority of the ummah. If you find somebody who is benefiting, alhamdulillah, all power to him, all power to her. But they are exceptions. They are exceptions. So today it's not a question of saying the world is, you know, maligning us and whatnot. That's the only thing which is in the face of the world. So for every terrorist guy or whoever is there who's, you know, blowing himself up or blowing somebody else, if there was at least one who did something, you know, equally visibly good, then there would be a talking point. But there isn't. So where is this balance, and how is this balance going to come? Seriously, we need to look at ourselves. There is no running away from critical self-analysis. People can like what I'm saying, they cannot like what I'm saying, it doesn't matter, because I'm not saying this for anybody's popularity or anybody's approval. I'm stating facts. If you don't like the facts, go check the facts. If my facts are wrong, tell me. If my facts are not wrong, then go look in the mirror. Who are we benefiting? Who will cry when we die? What difference do we make? I'm not saying this so that we go into a depression. I'm saying this because we need to change ourselves. We need to do something. Difference doesn't have to be global. Difference does not have to be to the whole world. In my own environment, in my own circle, what is it that I can do to make a positive difference in the world? Whatever that positive difference is. Clean the little street, piece of street in front of your gate. That's a positive difference. Park your car sensibly. That's a positive difference. Don't block somebody else. When you enter the masjid and you pray, do that in a way where it does not disturb other people. That's a positive difference. Whatever it is. You can't feed the whole world, but you can feed one person. So feed one person. What difference do we make? On the ground, we have to answer this question. And only then, we can answer the question, why do you exist? We exist to benefit the world. Seriously, this is why Allah created us. And if we come on to this thing and we say, I exist to benefit the world, and this is how we are benefiting the world, believe me, this whole world will fall at your feet. The world respects and the world values and the world appreciates those who benefit. It's as simple as that. Why do people respect doctors more than they respect other people? Because they know how the doctor benefits them. They can recognize that benefit. The other person may also be benefiting in some way or not benefiting, but people don't care. You know, professors in universities, they don't have the same respect as doctors. Because people, even though the professor might know more, the doctor has one doctorate, the professor might have five, but who cares? We have to be beneficial to society at large. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. So I ask myself and I ask you to ask yourself, why do you exist? We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to fulfill the purpose of our creation and to make it easy for us and to accept it from us and to help us. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.